From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. A group of University of Miami medical students is behind an effort to get Florida to implement a syringe exchange program in the state. A bill under consideration in the legislature would allow IV drug users to turn in dirty needles in exchange for clean ones. I'm joined by Hansel Tooks, a third-year medical student at UM, and Mark Hirsch, a fourth-year medical student at UM. Hansel, how did you first come to think that Miami needed a syringe exchange program?
In 2009, I was a public health student at UM getting my master's of public health. I've been interested in HIV prevention for a long time, and my mentor, Dr. Lisa Metch, she suggested that I replicate a study that had been conducted in San Francisco. And in our interviews, we found that the injection drug users in Miami had over 30 times the odds of disposing their needles in public. We found 8 times the number of needles on the streets of Miami. That translated to over 300 syringes that I found on the streets of Miami, on sidewalks, in parks, everywhere throughout the city. There's HIV that lives in syringes, and hepatitis B and hepatitis C live even longer within the needle.
Marek, are you at all concerned that this type of program might actually promote drug use?
It's actually quite the opposite. Studies have shown that these people are 40% more likely to be employed 6 months after enrolling in one of these programs. They're 5 times more likely to be involved in a drug rehab program after accessing one of these programs. So it's a really vital point of contact for this very hard-to-reach population.
You've had a lot of support for this bill from the medical establishment here in Florida, from the Florida Medical Association to the deans of all the medical schools in the state. But what about law enforcement?
I presented to the Law Enforcement Planning Council of Palm Beach County. This is a group that represents over 50 law enforcement departments in the county, and they issued a letter to Chairman Bean where the bill is in the Senate, and they were in support of our program, and I look forward to reaching out to the Dade County Law Enforcement Planning Council as well.
You guys recently testified about this in front of a House subcommittee, and they did support an amended bill that would have a pilot program started in Miami-Dade County. Do you think that that pilot program might be more politically viable than if you were to try this statewide?
The pilot program was definitely a concession, but Miami has over 10,000 injection drug users. Miami also has the highest rate of HIV in the country, with the largest number of new infections per population living here. If we were able to show effectiveness of the program in the early years, we could be able to expand to other cities that are also in need of these programs.
Now, if a pilot program were to be established here in Miami-Dade, have you worked out already where it would be located?
We would likely establish a mobile unit that would go to different locations in the city that are known to have high rates of injection drug use.
Do you have an idea now of how much it would cost?
On average in the country, it's about $160,000. To treat a lifetime of HIV costs about $400,000 to $600,000. And for hepatitis C, it can be even more expensive. If a liver transplant's involved, that can run about $250,000 just for that one operation. This population of individuals tend to be mostly reliant on Medicaid, so preventing these infections from occurring is vitally important to saving our healthcare dollars in the state.
Right now, this bill is stalled in the state Senate. Senator Aaron Bean is the chairman of the Health Policy Committee, and he hasn't put this item on the agenda.
What we're asking for is just that he at least give it the chance to be heard publicly.
Mark Hirsch and Hansel Tooks, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.